Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU men's hockey team, Brant Sorbin. Brant's two goals, including the game winner Saturday. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chelsea.
You ever been in a game that bizarre?
There's a lot of goals in it, but not one off the top of my head, no.
As the game was progressing, at what point did you realize you're going to be in a shootout?
I just knew that when we were down, we had to find a way to battle back. We know we wanted to win both of those games, and ended up being a shootout, but we ended up doing it, so we were happy about it.
Sweeps on the road are never easy, especially after that kind of travel. How long did it take you guys to get your legs under you?
I don't know. I actually felt pretty well rested with the time change and everything, so I don't know. Like, personally, I felt pretty good out there, and I didn't think that as a team we were took too long to get going either.
Last year in the playoffs, you guys obviously had a lot of success. How can you duplicate that this year?
Just hard work. I believe that's how we did it last year. We outworked them, and that's been the nature of our team for years past, and I think that's what we're going to have to do to be successful.
North Dakota is a much different team now than they were when you guys played them. You guys probably are too. What are you expecting this weekend?
I think it's going to be a pretty good atmosphere there. Pretty hostile, and we're excited for it. We're ready to go, ready to outwork them in their barn.
What's it like being on a road in that kind of a building, that kind of an atmosphere? I would guess that Mariucci's probably pretty similar, right?
Yeah, it's an awesome atmosphere. It's what you dream of when you're a kid.
Good luck.
Thanks a lot, Chelsea.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.